Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Mike Cuny.
Yeah. shit go up and down. That bitch can't bounce like that bitch can't hold up. Make that shit go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down.
The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead. Open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave. Team Realness, Children of the Corn. Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches, three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagween.
Of the show. This is the number one station in ballroom history. Definitely get all information ballroom all the time and whenever you call into the show. If you don't call before 10:45 at 11 o'clock, the show is locked. The girls play no games around here. They know, baby, that when it comes to tens or chops, they're going to get the 100% beat all the time because mother plays the game. Being the best reporter in ballroom and having the A-plus celebrity team on my side, honey. Without further ado, I'm going to go get my esteemed cast members, and we're definitely going to get the show on the road. Let's get it.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge. Wanna go down like London, London, London. Wanna go down like London, London, London.
Martha, Martha. European Vogue. You have to Vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lottie, you're supposed to vote like a lady, stay in one spot. Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London, are you glad all the Americans are out of London?
Yeah, finally we can get back to peacefulness. You know, it was just Jamaicans out here, you know, Africans, you know, a lot of different black people. We don't, you know, agree with that.
Oh, I know, that's right. Well, hold on, London. Let's go get the rest of the cast members. It's the father.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic overall father, Prodigy.
Rodney, Urban, Let's go, Rodney. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well. Rodney. Oh, sorry, London.
What's going on, London? Ruinous.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, we are definitely here. We are definitely live up in the motherfucking building, honey, for the oomph, honey. You know, and shit of that nature, honey. Honey, and the show, honey. Baby, wait, hold on. I spelled that wrong. Let me put that over. Yeah, we definitely here. We definitely up in the building. Rodney, I miss you this weekend, Rodney.
Yes, I was mad as well. You know,
Right, you know, I can't support the ballroom scene anymore. Like, you know, I try, but you girls don't even try to make it to London like that.
London, I thought I seen you outside this weekend.
I was there, but why do I always have to risk my, you know, being free to come to see you guys?
Oh, because I thought I had seen you. I thought I had spotted you at the cookout. Honey, I thought I spotted
you
at the cookout this weekend.
Yeah, I was there, but I had to leave. It was so boring.
Really?
Yeah, it was so boring.
Oh, tell me something. Oh, I didn't think it was boring.
You are not. You do not know compliment your guests at all, Kelly. I was just standing there. You're playing hard constantly, you know, yelling and screaming, you know.
Well, you was playing. They got pictures of the girls that was at the card table. So I got those pictures and get into those pictures.
But if Pussy wasn't eating all her food, maybe I could have got seconds. But her food was excellent.
Ah. Oh, well, Rodney, before we
Kelly, I think, is the white cancals after you? Because I think I'm going to have to clear the lines, you know.
No, they're not. But before we get to the cookout and all the madness that happened at the cookout, because there's definitely some madness that happened at the cookout that we got to get into, you know, things of that nature. Rodney, what happened at the Baltimore?
What, the who?
The Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
The Pittsburgh, I went there on Friday with Kai Balenciaga. He wanted to advertise, you know, for his ball that's coming up in October. So we got there. It was, you know, about 30 to 50 people, I would say, at the mat. So we got in there, and, you know, it was like a little mini set. We, you know, it was a Chic, I think Chic Avenue, Pinnacle Avenue, that gave the ball. So we went in, just enjoyed the nightlife at Pittsburgh. Patron was definitely only $6. So, you know, I definitely enjoyed that. But, of course, it wasn't any highlights, it wasn't anything. Most of the cat was open to all. It wasn't a Wizard of Oz ball. But a lot of people, some people had their effect, some people didn't. But it just opened up to all the things and had some people participate. Good, you know, just being out and about, just having just relaxation. Whether, you know, I didn't judge. They asked me to judge. I didn't want to judge. I just wanted to come and relax and just get out because I was really tired. And I saw Storm Valentino. She actually, speaking of Storm, she actually wanted to come on the line to talk about an issue that she's having. And I told her
I know. She hit me up and told me that she wanted to come on and she wanted to talk. I told her to call in because, you know, people, they had this fly, they had their fly out for over 8 months, and it seems like the girls is trying to sabotage them and have balls the same day of their ball, and their ball have been out for months, and I think that's late.
Right, so she wanted to come on and talk to us about that and, you know, maybe come to some closure or an agreement with the other people that are having functions on that day. So I told her to press the 1 once we start talking to see if you heard numbers so she can come on. You can discuss that while we're on Pittsburgh as it is. You know,
hold on. I think we have a caller. Let's see. 347-949. You're live on the air.
That's her. Hey, Storm.
Hey, Rodney. How are you? Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey.
So, yeah, I wanted to come on. I've actually been trying to reach out to some of the other ball hosts, but either they blocked me on Facebook or they're not answering their phone.
Oh, shade.
For whatever reason, I don't know what the shade is for me or the House of Valentino. Once again, like you said, our house ball flyer has been out for 8 months. Some of the people, like, I think there's a ball in Chicago, and there's a ball in...
Wait, what? Yeah. There's supposed to be a Valentino ball. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm lost.
Yes, it's the house ball number 3rd. And so there's a ball in California and a ball in Chicago, and I did speak to those different hosts, and they said that they had no idea about us having our ball. And, you know, not that they're, you know, I said, okay, they said they're not changing their date. We came to conclusions. There's not a shade. But there's a ball that Alvernian and Michi LaCroix is doing, and it seems to be all about shade for me or the House of Valentino. And I'm not understanding where the shade has come from. I've heard different rumors about a ball that I threw a couple years ago. I've just heard that I'm an icon and I can do it, doesn't matter. But it was so funny to me because 2 weeks ago, before he even dropped his little Save the Date flyer, he was just pushing a ball in Chicago. I mean, the one in Chicago talking about, I support those who support me. But I don't understand when Alvernian understands. I've been a lot of his first Fridays and his little Vogue nights.
Right, so you basically paid his rent. So he can, you know, pay homage a little bit.
Well, yeah, he's not changing the day. He's calling my commentators, trying to pay them more than what we're paying them. I've also heard that he wants to mirror his flyer. And then he's doing the Unity Ball, and I don't understand. He should call it the Shade Fest Ball, because that's what he's doing it all out of shade.
Alvernian, or if anybody's by Alvernian and they're listening, please tell Alvernian to call in. And if he can't call in, he can't get through the line, because you know this is the number one station in ballroom history, and you know we're always jam-packed, and the phone lines are definitely full of y'all. Good white man.
Kelly, the ticket worth over $7,500 in categories, is that you? That's you, right?
What'd you say?
Yes, what's that?
The $7,500.
Yes, that's a Blondie.
Oh. So, is Alvernian going to have more coins than that?
I don't know. He hasn't dropped his category. He just dropped the flyer.
And were you guys going to have a sponsor?
Is who going to have a sponsor?
That Valentino's.
No, we don't have a sponsor. We're showing it ourselves.
Oh, okay, just a little survey so I can figure out which ball I want to go to, because, you know, the sponsor balls get shut down and the girls walk away with the cash.
No, we have all our money and we don't have a sponsor.
Mm.
Okay.
There's
competition between you and Alvernian's ball. I know Tree doesn't get a lot of, you know, he commentates, but you can get him as a commentator if he's trying to take all of the commentators.
No, I mean, we have some of them secure, but some of them, from what I understand, he called them and said, well, we'll pay you $200 more, or we'll pay you more than what the Valentinos are going to pay you that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
What did you say?
You got Q-Box Valentino.
Your phone is on in and out. Hold on. Marcus, you're on the air.
Storm.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Hello, Marcus.
You know. Oh, hey, Rodney.
You ain't say hi to none of us. You just said Storm.
Yeah, you. Well, you know, I was just, you know, if that's happening, you got your commentators, I just think maybe you should get something in writing with their legal names on it, with the commentators, just so you'll be protected in some type of way. That was just all I had to say.
Come on,
you know,
with the 2 cents. Marcus does not need that 2 cents.
Excuse me, London.
You
it was nice seeing you at the cookout, London.
Somewhere.
Your sister looked great.
Lovely. Lovely. Saw me.
Storm, if we get, I'm going to place you back on hold. If we get Alvernian on the phone, we'll definitely bring you back on the line.
Okay, I'll be listening.
Okay. Now go ahead, Rodney. What was you about to say to Marcus?
I don't know. I was about to cook out. I can wait till we get to it.
Okay.
Marcus, are you helping Alvernian with this ball, or are you helping him promote it or write papers, anything like that?
Excuse me? I'm not affiliated with anything coming out.
Oh, lovely.
No.
Okay.
Well, London, are you going to the latex?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm going to Candyland and I'm going to the latex.
You sitting in VIP at the latex?
Of course. $100. I already got my coin right here in my boobies.
Really? Well, can you just send some drinks downstairs to me?
Well, I'll be upstairs in VIP.
Oh, well, so, you can just send some down to me too, Kelly.
Yeah, I definitely will. But, well,
they should have sparkling cider down at your tables if you can.
Marcus not in the house. He don't have a table under.
Neither do the couture.
Oh, actually, we do.
No, they took you off the list today.
No, actually, we do have a table. Okay.
But Marcus, you can sit with the Bridges if they allow you.
I don't see the Bridges on the list either.
The couture is definitely.
Playing? Y'all really are not on the list.
Excuse me?
Y'all really not on the list.
Actually, I am on the list. I am the list.
I don't see your name. I'm not seeing your name. Maybe I'll do that. I'm sorry. Well, if not, I'm sitting at Kelly's table. You sat at my table before, Kelly.
Yeah, I have. Right, but, you know, I really don't need a table. You know, I'll be doing a lot of interviews that night.
Oh, but, Marcus, if you're judging, I can just slide you over a little drink or something.
Well,
they
since we have Marcus on the phone, and Pittsburgh was very blah 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 blah, we can go on to Saturday and talk about the cookout, and then we can go into Saturday night and talk about the ball in Detroit that was supposed to happen, that didn't happen, and you know, honey, how they didn't get the commentators to the ball and everything. And how Charles, I think his name is Charles, he's not a Revlon. Everybody keeps saying Revlon. He's no longer a Revlon. Threatening to bust Kool-Aid in her mouth when he sees her.
Oh, so Kevin was supposed to be the commentator, but didn't come?
Kevin was supposed to be the commentator. She was sitting here at my house with her bags packed, waiting for her ticket. Well, she never got a ticket. She got her deposit. They required
so
a deposit.
How's he going to bust in the mouth if he didn't finish getting her ticket?
He said that he didn't know that he was supposed to purchase a ticket. He thought he was just supposed to send her the parcel and pay her the rest when she gets there. So if she don't give him back his money, when he sees her at Candyland, he's going to bust her in her mouth.
Oh,
come on. She can't do that. That's her career.
So he said he don't give a fuck what house she in, who's her badass sisters or brothers. If she don't got his money, he going to see her motherfucking ass. The icon,
oh, wow.
James Caan is on the phone lines. James?
Please, tell me it's not true.
Why are you falling out, James?
Oh, I'm a Jesus.
Baby, what I tell you, I was in here Sunday afternoon, bitch, and I almost motherfucking shitted on myself when he told her he was going to bust in her face for that coin when he see her.
She
don't send him back the money.
He was on the phone with Calvin when he said that?
Yeah, see, she was sitting here on my couch Sunday. We woke up. Kool-Aid, I left to go to the cookout around 2 o'clock. Kool-Aid stayed here all night and all afternoon waiting for them to go. I was like, well, just, you know, bring your stuff with you that you're going to take with you to the airport. Once they hit you up about your ticket, you can just leave from the cookout and go straight to the airport. She said, no, I'm just going to wait here for them. She waited here. She didn't get to the cookout until like 9 o'clock. And then she gave me a cookout. I said, what happened? She said, they ain't hit me up. But every the next day, baby, he called that phone. He was like, can you please return my deposit? She said, deposits are non-refundable. He said, no, you're going to return my deposit. She said, no, deposits is non-refundable. baby, he gave the ring. When I see you, you better have my deposit, or I'm going to fuck you up. I don't give a fuck what house you in, who's your sisters, who's your brother, but you better have my motherfucking money when I see you in Atlanta. And the house of Carn ain't going to do nothing to him.
Sport Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I'm just listening, honey. And so I was just here. I was falling out, Miss Thang, because he was getting mad, Miss Thang. But don't even get mad, Miss Thang. You should look at that as a blessing, Miss Thang, because you didn't give out any of the money that you had at the ball anyway. The ball never happened, Miss Thang. You wouldn't have had the rest of her coins, Miss Thang. So then she probably would have been naked in Detroit beating him anyway. Man, it would have been a mess. Who wants to see her naked? I'd rather just give her $100 than have her go all the way to Detroit and beat him because he ain't have the rest of her coins. So,
and it was,
yeah.
I don't know what it was because I was thinking about going to Detroit, but something in my spirit just said, go home and go to New York to the cookout or whatever. So, neither one happened. But, you know, I was just happy that I actually paid up all and went the fuck home.
Baby, please. Well, on other notes, honey, I don't know where the girls is getting that the cookout, nobody showed up for the cookout, and the cookout was late and all of this stuff. Marcus, how did you feel about the cookout? You was there.
I thought the cookout was nice. But in people's, I guess, based on, that was my first year coming, so based on everyone's description, everyone said it was, you know, packed. So maybe I was expecting more people, you know what I mean? You was expecting more people, but it was definitely a nice turnout. Like, it had to be, you know, I think what it is the way you described it last year made it sound like it was way more people when it probably was about the same crowd. You just maybe, you know, with us not visualizing it, we saw what it was. But it was still definitely a nice crowd. Everybody
see what the there. What the girls feel and realize about the cookout from last year and this year is that it seems like so many people last year because it was three other cookouts going on at one time. Okay. And it was all the straights and the gays all mixed in with each other. This time, I separated it. I had my sister inside the park, and I had the girls outside the park because, you know, it's no shade to none of the girls, Miss Thang. You know, I didn't want all the girls around my nieces and nephews. A lot of the girls got germs.
Right. So, y'all don't want you to go somewhere and to, you know, I got there at 9 o'clock. For a cookout to start at 3, there was still food when I was there. There was still food when I left at 11:30. So, I mean, that was, you know, that meant, you know, it was a nice spread and, you know, everybody, you know, I had a good time.
Yeah,
how was the food?
The food was lovely. I enjoyed you know, I enjoyed cooking, honey, for the girls and everything. You know, me and Tashawn had our legendary battle that we always have, you know. You know, with the macaroni and cheese, you know, his bland macaroni and cheese, you know. They said mine was a little spicy and cheesy, and his was cheesy. So, you know, and was definitely, you know.
Did Marcus try any?
No, I didn't. Actually, I had a steak kebab and I had a hamburger. Yeah, I had a steak kebab. You know, I was drinking. I was on my drinking thing.
Yeah,
and I'm lactose.
Hold on, we have Tashawn on the line. Tashawn, you're live on the air.
Kelly, stop feeling it. Your macaroni and cheese was not edible. The presentation looked horrible. And like I said in the video, she must not.
Tashawn, we didn't see any pictures. What happened to the pictures, nephew?
Oh, shit, let me put them up now. Yes, I said Monday, right? And I just made it on my iPad a couple of minutes ago. You better work on it. I totally forgot. I'm about to put my...
Y'all don't have to put up pictures. Y'all could just go to Ballroom Throwbacks, and it's a video up of the battle of the macaroni and cheese. I was in the car, and I was about to get ready to do my interview. Well, you know, because I didn't put on no makeup when I left the house, but I was getting ready to do my interview with Ballroom Throwback, and I was in the car about to start putting on my makeup, and I heard them talking about the mac and cheese, so I had to jump out the car and, you know, get in the conversation of the mac and cheese. But the video is up with the mac and cheese.
Oh, Hey, y'all tell me which one. Y'all tell me which one is edible.
And by the way, ballroom throwback. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Caesar.
Oh, yes, happy birthday, Caesar. It's definitely his birthday. Happy birthday to Caesar. It's definitely his motherfucking birthday and shit. Honey, big shout-out to you. But it was definitely cute. The girls definitely came out, Miss Thing. So I don't know why, people were saying it. What, the girls didn't come out, Miss Thing. We had fun. We enjoyed ourselves until 2 o'clock
like
in the morning,
do.
Honey, And, until Tyshawn family and my family got into it, But it was cute.
We had a wonderful time, though.
We had a wonderful time, honey, until the cunts in our family got into it, honey.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I was actually hiding behind Pussy because I know she had a big, long knife.
Bitch. Oh,
London was... Pussy for giving me that hamburger. I appreciate that, Pussy.
Oh, so London was definitely in the building because Pussy did pull out her knife, bitch, and cut those motherfucking, those ribs and shit.
Yeah, that was a big thing. What happened?
Yeah, it was just a big thing. It was an altercation over a chin and shit, And, bitch, and my mother couldn't take it no more, honey, and so she just called the cops to get all of them away from her hood, honey. And it was over. By the time I got back, it was over, honey. Everybody, they was gone, honey. I just couldn't deal with all the yelling and shit, bitch. And I just laughed, honey. I jumped back in the car, honey, and hit it, honey. But the girl has fell out there.
That's why I don't come out like that. Your mother could have got me deported.
Well, she didn't want all that altercation, so she called the cops. So I did. That's what you're supposed to do. Honey.
Right, but I'm glad everyone had a good time.
Yeah, we definitely did have a good time. We definitely did have fun. And next year we're definitely going to be preparing early. And next year... I want all the children next year to come out and have a good time, and everybody that comes to the
I'm not waiting. You know who you are. I'm not waiting to next year to get my money. I want my money back. You know who you are.
Well, yeah. So that was the cookout, and it was fun. We enjoyed ourselves. But I do got some tea, and I know that's what everybody is waiting to hear about, honey. Oh, right, Marcus? Marcus, darling.
I'm just listening.
You just listening? I'm posting the link in the chat room. Hold on, I got to go back. But before I post the link, let me get the child's name right, honey. Because, I got to have all of this. Somebody sent me some tea, and before they sent me the tea and I can pump the tea, the girls love the core blog talk, so I have to make sure I have all my facts and everything in order and all my documents in order. So when they hit up blog talk and blog talk calls my sister phone, my sister can send this information over and say it was verified, and we definitely, can cover our bases. But this child, Angel Ebony, from I don't know what state she's from, honey, bitch. From the Midwest or someplace, Miss Thing. She's a sex offender, Miss Thing, and she's been molesting the children, Miss Thing. Girl, it's a mess, Miss Thing. And the link is up in the chat room, Miss Thing. And I'm going to post the link in London Tea Party. No, I'm going to send the link to somebody else, Miss Thing, because I don't know if me and this lady friends on Facebook. And Facebook told me I got one more warning, Miss Thing, and they're going to close my page. So let me send the link over to London, and then she can post it in her room and post it in the official ballroom group, honey, because I don't want them to block my page, bitch, and then I got to start all over.
Kelly.
Yes. Oh, she's from Cleveland, Ohio. Yes.
That's the one that you was
going to
fight that night. We was all in Ohio.
Oh, that was the one I was going to fight?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, now, it's no shade. The girl sent me this tea.
Why would you fight Antoine Kennedy?
I didn't know that Antoine was a sex offender. I didn't know this at the time, so I don't want y'all to think that I searched for this tea because I was going to beat this child. It was sent over to my desk, Miss Thing. But it is definitely up in the room. It's definitely up in the chat room, and it's definitely up in London's Tea Party, and it's definitely up in the official ballroom group, and I'm definitely going to post it in the elite group so the girls can know. Miss Thing, these sex offenders need to be stopped, Miss Thing. Stop molesting these children. It's so much free dick out here on the chat line, girls. You need to go and get that dick on the chat line. Stop molesting children. The children are falling. Somebody is falling out.
Okay.
Hold on.
I will say this. I don't believe I know her. I don't believe she's as old as people saying she is.
Well, fingerprints don't lie, Marcus.
You know, you could be. Well, no. You could be very much. Okay, how old? This, oh, she was born. She's 28. Oh, okay. You know, sometimes you can be. You could be 20 and you have sex with a 15-year-old or 16-year-old, and then get charged. You know, for statutory rape and get listed as, and then it stays on you for, you know, a long time.
Well. Somebody just said that's somebody. Oh, my girlfriend is 15. Said that's the second sex offender from Ohio. Alrighty, hold on. We have a caller. 678-613. You're live on the air.
Kelly, that macaroni and cheese was not cheap.
Excuse me.
That macaroni and cheese was not cheap.
And who is this?
This is Marcel. I was at the top.
Oh, which one was the cheesy, Tashawn's?
No, yours, not mine, yours. Mine was, let me, somebody.
When you talk, all I hear is bah, 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 bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah,
Kelly, you gotta respect your opinion of your guest now.
Ow! Tashawn having his girlfriend. Tashawn is over there on that iPhone.
Tashawn over there on that iPhone.
I'm looking at him on iChat, and he's sending out a mass text to all his girlfriends to press
on
one.
iChat with us, and I'm not doing that. Somebody kicked me out the London Tea Party, so I can't put this picture up. Somebody kicked me out. I'm not in here no more.
You wasn't spilling no tea, so the girls in the tea party got rid of you, mistake.
Well, I
you
got a picture. You can post it.
Like
to put me back in.
You can post it. You can post it. You can post it on my page.
You actually deleted me as a friend, so I can't.
You can post it on my page. I'm not going to take it down.
You might spare me, baby. No.
I'm not gonna.
I was kind of looking forward to it, too.
You was looking forward to it.
Macaroni and cheese is gonna be the shit.
Well, you need
so did you enjoy Tashawn macaroni and cheese?
Let me show you.
Oh yeah, Tashawn was on.
Oh, it was.
That's all
he made was that macaroni and cheese. What about everything else? What about all the other 14 pans of food that was on the table?
Well, I made the dirty rice too.
Kelly.
Yes.
I'm not a London Tea Party no more.
Did you read what she was charged with or what
no.
she was found guilty of and why she was charged as a sex offender?
No.
She was convicted of compelling a minor or someone else for having sex for hire. So it didn't necessarily mean she had sex with the person. That could have meant she could have been their pimp. She could have been, you know.
She's still a sex offender.
So she probably has a little, you know, 17-year-old drags out there.
London, you kicked me out the group.
She didn't necessarily have sex with
them,
huh?
I got kicked off the group too.
Wait, who?
Rodney is out the group, London. Okay, the tea party cash y'all carrying on. Y'all can't take the co-host out the room.
It's a lot. I made a post and said, you know, if you got kicked out, just write on it.
They didn't see me in that group. I guess I'm gonna have to put
Rodney back in the group. Y'all can't kick the cast members out the group.
So, Kelly,
I guess I'm gonna have to put it in my group.
Oh, wait, hold on. Jason, are you there?
I am here, Rodney.
Okay.
You got kicked out the group. I don't know how you got kicked out the group because Kelly and Alexis are still there. We are friends. Please send me a request. This other person that is saying that they got kicked out, I'm not being funny when I say this. I don't know your name. So when they did a clean house, if you got kicked out, if you're my friend on Facebook, send another request to London or Kelly so it can be approved. We made a post. We've been talking about this since last week. I just added
Tashawn and Rodney back to the group. They're pinned in, so he can post.
No, they've been approved. Rodney's been put back in. I don't see the other person's name.
I just added him just now so he can post his nasty picture of his nasty-ass macaroni and cheese.
Oh, is that somebody
posted? No, already posted it.
Oh, somebody posted it already? Let me go reload this page.
That's not Kelly Dish in that group.
That ain't my motherfucking macaroni and cheese. That look like some white people shit.
Yes.
That look like Tashard shit.
It was a lie. I'm about to post a picture right now, and I'm going to show y'all what's macaroni and cheese, and please tell me which one y'all would like to eat.
Oh, child, Tashard. I'm not going through this with you, Tashard, okay? You and your macaroni and cheese, okay?
Oh, goodness, Kelly.
Hold on, Jason. Stay right there with us. We got another caller. 810-624. You're live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, they got to go because they're next to a computer. Hello? Tashawn, turn your volume down.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah, but, you know, Tashawn's good. Tashawn's been added back to the group. He's going to post up the pictures of the macaroni and cheese, Miss Thang. But nobody cares about all of that, Miss Thang. At the end of the day, Miss Thang, however the girls feel about the macaroni and cheese, Miss Thang, they ate all motherfucking three pans. My two pans and Tashawn's two pans. So it wasn't that motherfucking nasty. It was motherfucking edible. And I thank you. In London, did you enjoy the macaroni and cheese?
No, I said I was lactose. I'm lactose. I can't.
Oh, you're lactose.
How was the spaghetti, London?
Marcus, don't try it, Marcus.
No, I'm just saying because Tyshawn told me about the spaghetti. I didn't.
Oh,
yeah.
I see your girl is feeling it. It was kind of lumpy, so I just passed away a little bit.
Oh, and then Tashawn, why would you put up a picture of my macaroni and cheese and your macaroni and cheese and my pan is empty but yours is still full?
Your pan, look at your pan and my pan. Mine's easily, you can see the bottom of my pan. Yours are burnt at the edges at the bottom.
Baby, but Tashawn, why would you put up that pan and your pan is still full?
I'm on a damn. Mine's was gone. Before yours. Ask Alexis, she was sitting right there.
No, actually, mine's gone. I can see the pan right here.
You should have cooked it
a little bit longer. It's still
you
raw.
You don't know. You don't supposed to burn macaroni and cheese, baby. The top supposed to be a little glazed with a little burnt, not the bottom. You're supposed to be able to see the bottom of the pan.
Baby.
You didn't use no butter.
Excuse me?
You didn't use any butter in that.
Yours do kind of look a little hot over there.
Thank you. And I thank you. You would not even want to touch that, okay?
No, it does not have mustard in it. It does not have mustard in the macaroni and cheese, okay? Baby, I did not use one of Alexis' stunts and put mustard in my macaroni and cheese like Alexis and Pussy Mizrahi does. I don't put mustard in macaroni and cheese.
Please.
Okay. But we had fun. We enjoyed ourselves. It was definitely a great turnout.
Not Kelly. We also I have to do correct something you said on the other show. You said you did not play cards, but you were sitting at the table.
I sat at the table, Marcus, and I played two hands, and then I got up because the altercation happened.
Oh, that might be true.
The altercation happened. I got up, and I never got back down to the table. Because the whole altercation happened that we squashed.
And I do remember you coming back to the table and you said, did you touch the cards? You were talking to some little kid.
That was a little boy. And so for all of these girls out here, for all of these girls that sit in here and they pumping false teas, Miss Thang, I want the girls to stop pumping false teas, Miss Thang. My son, Foxy Milan, is still a Milan. He's not a 007. He's not going to be father or mother Ebony. So I wish the girls would stop pumping false teas, Miss Thang. Do your research and do your homework before you pump false teas, Miss Thang. It's not good that you have to go back and you have to correct yourself when you pump false teas, because that's what reporters have to do when they say something that's untrue and that can damage the credibility of someone's name. Foxy is still a Milan, and I thank you. So what else are we going to talk about? What about that fight, Miss Thang, in L.A.? Will Marcus Mizrahi and the girls? Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, everybody, where's Alan?
Well, I mean, it wasn't at a bar, so I mean, how's, I mean.
Can you pass me some soda out of there, please? Some ginger ale, please? Honey, what'd you say, Marcus?
I mean, it didn't happen at a ball. It didn't happen at a ball-related event. So, like, why is it even, I guess, relevant? Did two people have an argument?
Hold on, y'all. I got to take a commercial break, and I'll be back with these words from our sponsor because I got some tea coming through. Hold on. I'll be right back after these commercial breaks. Hold on. Where's my fucking, here we go. My commercial.
The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball. Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prize would include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Selvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all but nine, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temperance, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Barsan and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Island? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Yes, honey, that was our commercials paid for by our sponsors, the Valentinos, and my sister, the legendary CEO icon, Jasmine Couture. Don't forget, girls, to definitely check out the Gagoween Facebook page. The categories will definitely be dropping tomorrow, honey. We are here, honey. And to my girlfriend, Miss Naima, I know y'all think you're listening to the show. I need you to put up that video in the group, honey, of all the realness children at the cookout that was jumping double dutch and everything. I need that video up, honey. Okay. Why y'all keep here? Yes, the realness children was jumping double dutch and everything, honey. They let loose at the cookout.
Kelly, has Rodney paid for his commercial? Can he announce his ball?
Ronnie didn't pay for his commercial yet, Marcus. What are you paying for your commercial, Marcus?
Shortly.
I'm paying
for mine shortly as well. Hold on, Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yes. What you say, Marcus? What's in the name, honey? We're definitely going to be in the motherfucking building, honey. So, you know. It's definitely going down, honey. So, you know, girls, definitely be out there, honey. You know, it's going down. I want to wish my daughter a happy birthday. It's after 12 o'clock. I will wish my daughter, Coco Ebony, definitely a happy birthday. It is definitely her birthday. Happy birthday, Coco. Mother loves you. Yeah, it's definitely my daughter's birthday, honey. We up in the building, honey. Okay, I'm doing it now. Okay, honey. So what else? Oh, so they said the child didn't want to fight Marcus because Marcus was too big to fight the child. So the child told Marcus to go get somebody else to go fight, and Marcus went and got his best friend, and then the child was gonna get beat with some rings or something that one of the kids had on their finger, and the child ran or whatever and some shit, child. It's just a mess, Miss Thing. Who tells somebody to go get somebody else because you're too big, bitch? A fight is a fight. What do y'all think? Hello?
Yeah.
What do y'all think?
Foolish.
Baby, it was just a mess, honey. The girls need to stop fighting. Oh, wait, hold on. Something just came through. Fourth tease. Okay, well, call and give me the pump me the beat, Miss Sang, honey. Pump me the beat, honey. What the fuck? You playing around. Honey, give it to me, honey. I'm only saying what they sent over to me. Baby, let me retract my statement. Oh, damn. Honey, a mess. I don't know, honey. So who's all coming to the latex ball this weekend? Are y'all coming to the latex ball?
I work on Saturdays now. It starts this weekend.
That's just not in my budget, Kelly. You know, it was either one or the other.
Damn, the latex ball is getting real dry.
Well, can we talk about that, though? The $100 VIP. London, you there?
$100 VIP? What's that?
They got a bar.
Okay,
you know downstairs, Rodney, they only sell juices and sodas and water. upstairs, right. they have a bar. So you get to be upstairs for $100 with all the celebrities and the different people that come, and you get to buy liquor at the bar.
You get to right. buy liquor, or is $100 plus free liquor?
No, it's a cash bar.
So $100 is not included. I mean, nothing is not included in that.
A seat.
Is that confirmed to you, or y'all just made that up?
It's confirmed from Luna.
It's confirmed from Luna.
$100, and it does not include a beverage.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to work Saturday.
You get to mingle with the celebrities.
No, ma'am. I am a celebrity.
I mean,
tomorrow,
I understand man. The premise of charging more to sit with the celebrities and to be upstairs and even to be able to drink, since you have to kind of separate it out. But I think an $80 price difference is just a little extreme, even for a drinker. Like,
right.
You know how many drinks I can have for $80?
Well,
are we going to let us bring our own bottle? Is it BYOB?
No, I guess the $100 that they charge it for the VIP section. Oh, wait, hold on. Jason, you're back.
So
your background was
loud. Okay.
Your background was loud. That's why I muted you.
Okay. So how much are the tables?
The tables are free.
The tables are free.
Hold on, which tables? The tables downstairs are free. The tables upstairs, it's $100 per seat.
It's $100 per seat.
Yeah, the tea that I got was that, you know, the $100 in the tables that y'all, the girls is going to be paying upstairs, it's because it's supposed to be two, you know, fab celebrities in the building, honey. And I guess they must be have to pay for those girls to come to the building. So that's what I guess the money is going for.
So who are the two fab people? I mean,
well, from what I hear, from what I hear, and the word on the street is that Gaga and B is supposed to be in the building.
Lies.
Kelly, you getting a cut from this $100?
What, be a bumblebee?
Beyonce.
Oh, the drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race. She's gonna be there. A Beyonce impersonator.
I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch. That's what I hear. So I don't know, honey. That's what I hear, honey. You know. Janet was there last year, honey. So you never know, honey. Hold on, we have
one more.
Oh shit! Hold on, we have a caller. 347-413. You're live on the air. 347-413. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay, girls, don't press one if you don't want to talk, baby. Because once you press one and you don't say nothing, honey, I will click you off the line, honey. We don't have time for that. Why y'all don't think B and Gaga will be in the building?
I'll just tell you this: planning for my college concert, Beyonce at that point was like $350,000. They won't make it charging $100 a ticket. And that was for her to do a 90-minute concert. $350,000 plus a live band. So I don't believe they'll be making it that.
Yeah.
Rodney, check your inbox on Facebook
okay.
when you got time. But why you don't think so, Marcus? You don't think?
You know how much $350,000? They won't recoup it. I mean, if Beyonce's going to come, she's going to come for free. It would be, you know, she'd show up for free. Lady Gaga, that's believable. I mean, that's believable. I can believe that.
Somebody, my girlfriend 15 just said they don't got enough money for Beyonce. Honey. Well, I don't know. This is what I'm hearing, honey. This is what I'm hearing. Flashback to legendary Roxy with Beyonce and Harmonica Zombie performing in 2004. That's what somebody just said. I'm gagging a sugar. Well, I'll be there, honey. I'm going to go and I'm going to support, honey. I'll be at the Latex Bowl, honey, you know. And I'll be supporting, honey. And then I'll be in Philly the weekend after that, honey. And then Atlanta the weekend after that, honey. And then I'll be on I'll be on vacation until Gaga Wayne. honey. So, you know, I'm just gagging that nobody's really coming out. Kellyanne, will you be on the show Monday reading the latex wars down? Bitch, I'm going to read any bitch. I'm going to read any ball. I read any ball that I go to, Miss Thing, and it's not fat, Miss Thing. I read, bitch. I don't give a fuck who's having the ball or, you know, what organization is giving the ball. I'm going to read, bitch, you know. Shall please. Honey, they don't use me anyway, honey. Bitch. I haven't, hold on, the houses with tables are the Laws, the Aphrodites, the Balenciagas, the Blahnik, oh wait, hold on, the Blahnik, the Chanels, the Christians, the Couture's, the Ebony's, Excada's, Evisu's, Garçon, Herrera's, Icon, Infinity, Con, La Beja, La Croix, La Perla, Milan, Mizrahi, Mugler, Ninja, the Pradas, the Prodigies, the Revlons, the St. Clair, Tsunami, Valentino, Extravaganzas. Thank you, Marcus. The Couture does have a table.
It was a joke, Kelly.
Not me, bitch. Marcus, I never knew about this list. Somebody sent me this list and asked me to read this list to you.
I saw it. I knew y'all had a table. And I'll be
to send you this to read the list to you, Marcus. They sent it over. I didn't know, bitch, honey. Baby, you know I don't be at a table anyway, honey. I be floating around the building, honey. You know I gotta get my hands into everything, honey, and see what's going on. Oh no, I can't do a live You Scream show, honey. I don't like putting on makeup and stuff, and you know that is just too much, honey. You gotta be dolled up to sit in front of the camera and stuff, and you know the girls reads down, honey, bitch. I sit in front of You Scream and do a show, Miss Thing, with no makeup and stuff on, Miss Thing. The way the girls will hack me up, Miss Thing, and read me, honey. You know I can't sit with the fab girls anyway, honey. You know. Even though I'm legendary realness and legendary face, I can't sit with the other legendary girls, honey. You know, that's what they told me. I can't sit with the other legendary girls, honey. Okay, yes, honey. Yeah. So I can't wait for the Gagaween flyer to drop down so I can see the categories. I hope all the girls definitely do come out and support, honey. I can't wait to see all the runway girls up in the building. Walking runway and shit. Hold on. Rodney phone dropped. Let me get Rodney back.
Where's Alexis?
Alexis said she was coming on. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Miss Snow tonight, Miss Thing.
You can say you've seen it.
Honey. Hold on, I don't know what happened to Alexis. She was holding Rodney, are you back?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what happened to Alexis. I called her and she told me she was taking care of something and she would get back to me, and she hasn't got back to me yet, honey. So I guess whatever she was taking care of got her mouth full. Huh? What? Why did you say oop like that, Marcus?
That was me.
That was me.
Oh. Yes, baby, what else, honey? What else could she be doing, honey, that,
Well, she does have school in the morning.
Child, please, honey.
I mean, she was doing something, I mean, hair.
So, Kelly, did you hear anything about the ball in Atlanta?
What ball in Atlanta? Oh, the kids' ball that they had in Atlanta, I didn't hear anything about it. Nobody was really talking about it. Oh, they said only 50 people showed up. They had 30 more people than the people in Detroit had. And they said they had 15 people in Detroit and 5 people was from the agency. Why? I'm dead serious. I wanna give a big shout out to my girlfriend Tanae, honey, from Atlantic City, honey. I wanna say God bless her, and she made it back home safely from Mexico from getting some more work done, honey. Big shout out to my girlfriend Tanae, honey. She's home in Atlantic City resting up. I can't wait to see her and see the new breasts, the work it out sister.
I told Tanae don't go. I told her do not go.
Oh, well, she went, and she got 46 M's.
Yeah, I know she's close.
Yeah, she's back home, and she's safe back home. Oh, they gave the very Alexis. Somebody just hit me up and said Alexis is in the bathroom bumping an 8-ball. The ball was late. Booty and Stewart voted over Hassan for Oway. Oh, they said Booty and Stewart voted over Hassan for Oway. Hassan, how do you feel that one of the members in your house voted over you? Oh, I mean Booty. Oh, Stewart did. Hassan, press 1. I want to know how you feel that your house member voted over you. Oh, shit. And then somebody in my background said again. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, that was Selma. Yes, again.
Oh, shit. Rodney said, yeah, that was Selman again. Oh, my God.
No, but
oh, that's a mess.
I did
her
tomorrow.
Last night, Kelly, so
I have to
it
get.
Ain't anything unless it is safe. Oh, they gave the very Alexis got her hair done last night. She sleep. Honey. She ain't that sleeve, honey. Please. Oh, my God. Hassan, press 1. Hassan, I need you on the line. I want to know, honey. I want to know the tea, honey. Bitch. Girl. No, Kelly's fine. Rodney, Tanae had to tell you no. She just had to go this last time.
Okay. She told me if James was outside that she was doing M, but you know she told me it's for work and it pays the bills, but I can't afford it for that.
Yes, honey. Yes, you gotta get what you gotta get because it pays the bills, honey. You know, honey. Yes. So we're definitely gonna be up in the honey. I'm gagging that ain't none of y'all coming to the latex ball. Who am I gonna keep with this weekend? Oh my God, this is a mess.
We might be there Sunday for BBQ in the Rumble.
Really? Shade, Eddie. Oh, no, Rodney. I know Rodney going to be here on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
I know Rodney going to be here on Sunday, baby, because I know Rodney probably got a team or Rodney's on somebody's team. Eddie, it's the executive realness for $600. Eddie, so I know Rodney's on a team or he's a team captain, and he probably got him a nasty team together. Bitch, ooh, that's shade, Mister. I'm gagging at y'all. Y'all not coming. The latex ball was a grand scheme ball, Mister. What do y'all think? I want to ask the callers and everybody that's out there that's listening, because I want to know everybody's opinion about, you know, the latex ball. I want to know, do y'all think that by them starting to charge people $20, it messed up the latex ball? I want to hear from the callers and the listeners that's on Facebook. Y'all can talk about it in London Tea Party or the official ballroom radio station or the chat room, or you could press 1. I definitely want to hear your opinions on this situation. Do y'all think bottom charging the $20 that it messed up the latex ball? I really want to know your opinion. And I'll start.
I don't think the $20 really messed up, because still for a ball of that magnitude, $20 is not much. But I think, like, I will speak on my category itself. For the realness category, which latex pretty much, you know, is, you know, not really that fond of or that grand of, to have it open to all team realness. It really excludes a lot of people because the category is Hansel and Gretel. So you're pretty much not going to have that many people. You may, it's like something for the schoolboys and the dragons, or the schoolboys and the smaller girls, stuff like that. Because you can't see the bigger realness people, or, you know, doing Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, because I was holding. We calling Hassan. We gonna get Hassan back on the line. Hold on. But I seen that category, and people had asked.
Hello.
I had like, hold on, Hassan. We got you on the line. We gonna put you on hold until we finish this discussion. We gonna bring you back on.
Okay.
I seen that category, and I seen it because I had like three different people asked me to walk that category with them. But then that category was very, when I seen it and it was saying handsome, that category, like you said, Ronnie, is very for the kids. Miss Saying that's not like for no bitch, big bitch like me to be in no motherfucking apron in that motherfucking outfit.
Right.
Good. And what Ronnie did, what Ronnie looked like being in some capris with some long socks and some suspenders.
Right. That's very schoolboy and new jazz, a new film queen type of set. So, like, we just ate this gingerbread house or something like that, walking out there.
Yeah. I just think for them to have just dollar signs and you not knowing really what you're going to get, not saying it's all about the money, but just for them having dollar signs for a lot of those categories, and a lot of those categories is asking for a lot of things. And when you have categories that ask for a lot of things like that, the kids want to know exactly what are they going to be getting back from going out there and putting all that money out there to walk those categories, and it's just dollar signs. I think that's ridiculous, bitch, because those outfits are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marcus, what did you think? What do you think about it, Marcus?
I think it's what kind of led to the demise of the latex has been like its promotion in recent years. I remember it, like, the categories coming out extremely early and everyone being excited, and they being really kind of challenging. They kind of led to either creativity and or prevention. I haven't read the flyer all the way through, but it seems as though this is just more fantasy, and you know, it has nothing to really do with prevention anymore. So now you're just charging people $20, and you're really not even sticking to the focus of what this is really supposed to be doing, which is outreach and prevention. So maybe it's kind of just lost touch. I do understand that New York City venues are really, really, really expensive. So maybe they should just consider having the ball somewhere cheaper and being able to, you know, kind of be able to advertise what they're going to give away. Because in this day and forth, you can't charge people $20 and then not know what they're going to give out. You know, so I think it's just a little bit of everything.
London. Is London with us? Jason?
I think if girls pay $30 to go to balls that get shut down after 10 minutes for a fight, why not pay $20?
Well, I don't have a problem with paying the $20, but I just wanna, you know, bitch, if I'm gonna walk something, bitch, and you want me to go out here and spend, you know, $200, bitch, for a look, bitch, you know, I wanna know what I'm getting back before I go out here and put all of this out there, bitch, because it's just ridiculous. Oh, then we have a caller. 201-360, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly, Rodney, Marcus, brother?
Hey, Mark.
What's going on? I think that the latex ball actually is an annual thing. I think it's going to happen anyway, just like when Extravis threw their ball and nobody showed up. I mean, it's just the thing, you know, like when it comes around, you just know it's going to be there regardless of who shows up and who doesn't. So I think it's going to still turn out to be nice, but I think for the most part, a lot of the people that came out earlier, we all actually come out to me to see each other. So it really isn't an event anymore, because like Jason just made it clear, you come to a ball, it's a fight in 10, 15 minutes, and it's over. I mean, I could still have fun with you all, and it could be a fight as long as I'm not in it or nobody, you know, my family, it really doesn't matter. So I think we all come out for different reasons now. I don't think it's just the ball anymore.
But I remember when it used to be fun. I remember when everybody used to be so excited to go to the latex ball when it was fun and it was free and they would bring their family out and everybody would just be at the ball and they'd just be walking and everything. I, like, the last couple of years going to the latex ball, it's been very, bitch, you can see through the whole room and you can spot somebody through the room at the latex ball now. It never was that back when Albert was running it and when Aisha was running it and everything. It was always packed to capacity. The categories asked for something, but it was never nothing too major to make the kids go out there and, you know, and have to work so hard for the categories. I don't even know if they still have the committee that sits down together and, you know, and words the categories and think of the theme of the category. I remember when they used to do all of that back when Aisha and Albert and them was there, and, you know, it would be a committee of different houses would come together, and they would all think of the theme of the ball and word the categories and everything. I don't even still know if they even do that anymore. And it just seemed like the categories, it seemed like every year that the categories get harder and harder every year, and it's more or less of people coming to the ball than it was in previous years, and it's starting to decline in the ratings of the latex ball. So,
yeah, I don't believe it's the money. I just believe it's the amount of preparation they're putting into it. It's just, you know, it's kind of, you know, the flyer comes out a month before now. I mean, New York is not a cheap place to travel to. Plane ticket, you know, the magic wand's not working like they used to. People got to get on buses. You know, hotel rooms in New York, $250, $300. You know, it's a lot. So when they put the date out there, they put the date out early enough, you know where you're going to have it at. Why can't you put the categories out at least 1 month prior? I mean, I've heard more about the Rumble than I have about latex.
Oh, somebody just texted the red phone, and they said no, they do not have the committee anymore. It's Luna and those kids that make up the categories. Anyway.
But I do hope that, you know, especially, you know, I hope that the event is successful. I think that the latex has now turned into a fundraiser for GMHC versus it being like an outreach program. I think it's a fundraiser for them. That money was sponsored by like Viacom or something. Cause she had to
These girls is a mess, Miss Thang. I just got another text that came through the red phone, and they said, and also, Luna Kids made the categories for themselves to win, or Luna Good Girlfriend. That's what just came through the red phone.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to fuck these bitches up this day. These fucking girls are a fucking mess, Mistake. Y'all need to stop, Mistake. Y'all call in here, Mistake. Call in, girl, and voice your opinion, Mistake. This is the format where y'all could definitely voice your opinion, Mistake, and nobody's going to censor y'all, and nobody's going to hang up on y'all because y'all not giving them what they want, Mistake. So feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here. Okay, we got Hassan on the line. Hassan, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Well, everybody has been talking about this legendary vote of Stewart voting over you again, and everybody's been texting the red phone and everything, and they want to know, how do you feel that your house member keeps voting over you?
Well, first of all, everybody didn't bring it up. Camaro brought it up on the show, so I guess that's something that he conjured up and started up. Secondly, what happened was me and John was locking by the steps, and I had I think he had bumped me or something in the middle of the lock, and I fell off balance. So it was either catch my balance or hit the floor. So, I mean, if Stewart voted over me, it's nothing to me. Like, it ain't that serious. Like, it's a ball. My performance was over, you know what I'm saying, up until that point. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like my shit be off track or nothing. So, but it's no big deal. Me and Stewart already know how it is. I vote over my members, too. So it's nothing. Somebody mess up, get over it, or get chopped.
Okay, girl, so y'all heard it here from Hassan. He doesn't feel any type of way, so stop stirring up another fucking
pot. I'm a legend.
Pot.
I don't feel any type of way over that shit. Like, I mean, it's for fun. John is my people. Me and John go way back, so before balls.
Yeah, so stop stirring up the pot, honey.
That's
oh, shit, somebody just hit me up. On our Facebook, and they said, well, I hope he doesn't vote over you at Gagawin.
Don't hope who wouldn't over me? John?
They hope he don't vote over you at Gagawin when you're on one
not,
of those
I
teams.
Mean, I'm not on the team.
You're not on the team?
Nuh-uh. At the time they did the team, I was dealing with my mother's death and stuff. So by the time I got back to Georgia, everybody already had their team.
Oh, because the girls are being real. I hear the girls are being real shady, Miss Thing. I don't know who the team captains are, Miss Thing, but I've been asking a lot of legendary girls, Miss Thing, are you on a team? And I don't know if the girls are just keeping it a secret or
They're
not.
They're just keeping it a secret. That's
but the girls
is
giving
secret.
It away. Ain't nobody asked me and all types of things of that nature, Miss Thing. So the girls is really keeping
yeah,
their team. The girls are really keeping their teams on the hush, hush, honey. I know that's right, Miss Thing. The girls
I mean,
are
I'm
definitely
still coming on to support it, so it don't matter. It,
I'm still coming, honey.
But I'll be able to, and what's in the name, though?
Oh, I know. Everybody's coming out, honey.
I'll be there, too, honey.
It's right around the corner. I'll be there, honey. It's right around the corner from my house.
What's
okay, honey? Huh? What you said, Marcus? I'm gonna make some macaroni and cheese and barbecue chicken and invite everybody over and we can play cards before the ball.
I'll see my cooking during Labor Day weekend.
I think Roddy's gonna be busy. We could do that Sunday.
Roddy gonna be busy.
Yeah.
Honey.
Busy on the day of the ball, yes.
Yes, honey. Rodney gonna be busy, but that means everybody else can be busy. We can all pump over together, Miss Thing, you know. When they
Marcus is gonna be busy too, Kelly. You already know.
Oh, Marcus is gonna be busy too. Well, what can I
do?
I can be busy too. My wand is honey. I can be busy too and wait until Sunday and play cards. Yes, honey. But yes, we can definitely do that on Sunday, honey. Play cards and cook dinner, honey. And it can be a battle. It can be a battle between myself and Tyshawn with the macaroni and cheese.
Well, can y'all have a cook off with some Swedish meatballs or something?
I don't make meatballs.
I only see my picture.
Yeah. And you seen that? Did you see that one picture? And Tyshawn Payne was still full.
Yeah,
did you see that
picture? And then I was trying to get to the video, but I can't watch the video.
But Kelly, looking at the picture, his macaroni and cheese looked like kind of thick, like he kind of layered it, and yours was kind of low. So it could have been people were taking more of his because his was like, you know, like it was kind of almost filled to the top.
Oh, well, don't worry. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do for the girls? This is what I'm going to do for the girls. Rodney, how many tables are you going to have at your ball, Rodney?
I don't know, guys. You know, basically, last year we had, 12, so it's probably going to be more this year.
If y'all have 12 tables this year, this is what we can do for the girls. Tyshawn can make 6 pants for 6 tables, and I'll make 6 pants for 6 tables, Miss A, and we let the girls choose at the motherfucking ball and may the best bitch win. Tyshawn can put up $100, and I can put up $100 and let the ballroom community vote on who has the best macaroni and cheese.
Well, who pan was empty at the cookout?
Mine.
Well, they all ended up being empty. She just admitted to that.
Honey, 347-413, you're live on the air. 347-413, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not, honey. That's what we can do, honey, and we can let the ballroom community decide at Rodney's ball, and we can call it What's in the Name of That Macaroni and Cheese.
Hold on, we're going to put macaroni and cheese on the table?
Honey, whatever else Rodney has on the table, and what's in the name of that macaroni and cheese? Honey, hold on, Tyshawn is back. Tyshawn, you're back.
Kelly, you can have macaroni and cheese on your 6 tables with candy corns in your shit, and it's still not gonna taste better than mine, okay?
I just put you on a challenge, Miss Thing. I'll put up $100 and 6 pairs, and you put up $100 and 6 pairs, and we'll let the ballroom community decide, and that could be a category. It's called What's in the Name of That Macaroni and Cheese for 200 girls.
Good fact is match number one.
She's gonna put mustard in there for color.
Right.
Baby, I don't put mustard in my macaroni and cheese. I am not Naima. I am not Alexis or Pussy putting mustard in my macaroni and cheese. I don't do that.
Oh.
Anyway.
But maybe you should the way your shit looks.
Well, could
baby,
I have something else besides macaroni and cheese?
Rodney.
James will be selling have a food plate. You know James have food at the ball.
Kelly, I'm not playing 6th place at anything or anybody's table.
Why are you scared?
No, you have to call that man for the
door. Okay,
well,
we ain't even got to do six pans. You could do one pan for $100, and I could do one pan for $100, and we can let the judges on the judges panel decide.
Presentation is the best, baby.
Baby, don't worry about this presentation, baby. Trust me, okay?
Don't have your girlfriend make it either.
I don't never have anybody cook for me. I do all my own cooking myself. No, Marcus, you're not muted. Marcus.
I was seeing
I'm
him.
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, hold on. 347. Wait, hold on, Tyshawn. 347-413. You're live on the air.
Yes, ma'am. 347-413.
You're live on the air. Oh shit! Somebody just sent me a message, and they said Marcus is like a boy you under Rodney's arm.
Well, I guess that
I went
being
to
the
Rodney this weekend.
Oh my God, honey! Oh my God, honey! Oh wait, hold on. Let me get my girlfriend Naima on the phone because she was definitely at the cookout. Hold on. Let me get her up here on the line, honey. I want to hear what she has to say because Naima is an eater, and she definitely do eat. Honey, let me get Naima on the line.
Could you see how much of macaroni and cheese Naima out of my pan?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Naima, you're live on the air.
Hey.
So, Naima, what is your macaroni?
Did you have both macaronis?
Did I have burnt macaroni?
Did you have
no? Did you taste both?
You know what? I did. But you know what, though? I didn't know who was whose until Tyshawn told me I had his on top. Because I had got a little bit from both pans. I didn't know whose was whose. But Tyshawn had came over there, and he looked at my plate. He said, oh, good job, sister. You got my macaroni and cheese. And I said, oh, okay. And then I ate it. But both macaroni and cheese tastes good to me. I mean, so I didn't taste anything that tastes burned or anything like that. But I will say this. I ate past my heart's content. It was food down there. I was trying to be cute. And Miss Pussy, I told Miss Pussy, I said, bitch, I said, give me a piece of Luda 4, and I'm going to take my food home, and I'm going to eat it. She said, no, bitch, you're going to eat it now. Because I want you to tell me, honey, whose food is eating or whatever case may be. But that lady, I'm going to tell you, for her to be as drunk as she was at that party, that bitch cooked her ass off. That barbecue chicken, that, what else she had over there? She had steak, she had ribs, she had some other stuff over there, the hot sausage that burnt the shit out my dog on mouth because it was so spicy, but it was good. She turned it. She cooked that food. Everybody had food.
Okay, now you give it. It's no shade, Miss Thing. My sister Pussy did cook down on the grill, Miss Thing. All she did was put the shit on the motherfucking grill.
Oh, my goodness.
I did all the washing, all the preparing, and all the seasoning, and all the pre-basting from 11 o'clock that night, Miss Fig, okay? So all the flavoring and everything came from Mother. She just cooked it.
But Pussy said that the first batch of chicken didn't turn out right. She said, yeah, the only thing you did was marinate it, but she cooked it.
Baby, let me tell you something, Miss Fig. This is what happened with the chicken, okay? I'm going to be honest with y'all. This is what happened with the chicken, okay? The chicken was only supposed to boil you for about a half an hour, 45 minutes. And in the midst of me boiling the chicken, preparing it for the grill, I had to run to the airport and go pick up my cousin from the airport. So I didn't know that I was going to go from the airport and to dropping her friend off and then going to IHOP to go eat. So the chicken was fully cooked. That's why she said the chicken was messed up because it was falling off the bone, okay?
Okay.
That's
what
happened with the chicken.
Beer?
Well, let me say it was... I want to say hi, Rodney, because he have a fit. How you doing, Rodney? I love you, Rodney.
Hey, baby girl.
Marcus, you's a kid. It was nice seeing you too, honey. You know, I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to call me all types of center blocks and other things that you was calling me before. So that could have been the fourth altercation. Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
But I called you that because you directly tried me in that group. So, I mean, we over that now. you're my friend. I mean, you know. Anything, he who shadeth me shall they also to be shaded. You come for me, I'm going to come for you. But, you know.
But I will say this, I did have a nice time, Kelly. I really, really enjoyed myself. I really did. The food was fab.
It was a fab crowd.
You and Pampas and all the rest of the girls better stay away from my motherfucking brother.
Specify you.
Marcus.
Naima, right. Well, I didn't look at him. I didn't know who he was.
Marcus, Naima, Pampas, and everybody else that was inquiring about my brother, better stay away from my brother.
No. You know who said something about your brother? Hold on. When I was going to say Izzy. That's not his name. When Dizzy said to me, I told Dizzy, I said, listen, go to the store, and I said, get some more blunts. I gave him some money or whatever like that. He said, you want to get some smoke? And I was like, well, I had some on me already, but I had forgotten. I was like, all right, well, who got some? And that's when he was like, Kelly brother do. So then I said, well, all right, well, then, you know, here go the money. While you going to the store, go get the what's her name. So then Kelly was like, oh, bitch, he don't sell no nicks. I said, well, listen, I don't know if this stuff is trash or not. I said, so what is it giving? I said, is it giving dime? She said, yeah, it's the stuff that you smoke. But I had just started smoking with Izzy. I mean, with Dizzy. So I was waiting for the brother to come over. The brother never came. Alexis was the one was like, when I walked up, that was the first thing she said out of her mouth because she met me when I got out the cab. She said, Miss Naima, she said, bitch, I need you to get a hold of Miss Kelly's brother. I said, well, bitch, where he at? She said, right there, something about he had on a blue shirt or yellow shirt or something like that. I said, well, he was in the park with the kids. I said, well, girl, tell him to come out here. She said, no, girl. She said, well, baby. She kept snapping her finger, honey, and waving her church hands. She was going in over there, and I was just like, everybody else kept saying about the brother. But, you know, I don't get into trade. I'm very Bush Queen stunt about it. So I really didn't get into it like this. So you can't include me on that equation, Kelly.
Well, I'm going to bring my brother to Rodney Ball with me.
Ooh. But the girls was definitely... It was definitely there. It was packed. It was packed. Like, it was very, it's crazy, a function out here. It was packed. And everybody, you know, got along. Even though the girls got a little intoxicated a little bit, but, you know, her family was very welcoming to the girls and everything. It was nice. I enjoyed myself. I want to go to the next one this next year.
Yeah. We definitely gonna do it big next year, honey. You know, next year I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna ask everybody next year to just bring school supplies. You know, whatever you can bring or whatever you can afford school supplies, and we're gonna donate it to the school across the street, honey, from in my projects, honey, that I used to go to as a little girl. Honey.
Hey, Miss Marcus, you coming to be nosy and be messy?
Oh,
cool.
You.
Oh,
I heard so much about it. Go ahead.
I hear it's supposed to be a Western New York Awards Ball on the same day as Gagaween also.
Hey, they just had that, didn't they?
Yeah,
Rodney,
I thought they just
had
one.
We was up there. No, it's about time. It's about time for them to have it.
What's the shade with everybody throwing balls on the same day as other people having balls? Like, where do they do that at, Miss Tang?
So that makes three balls on the same night?
I don't know, but I know Jasmine's has been out for a minute.
That's why I put my little sheet out and told everybody from across the country, November 10th, is James and Rodney Day.
I just think that's so tacky of people to have balls on the same day as other people having balls, and flyers have been out months in advance. I think that is really tacky, Miss Thing, and that's really late of the girls to take and do some type of shit like that, Miss Thing. And I'm not just saying nothing because it's the same day as Jazz's ball. I'm saying something because it's the same day as the Valentinos is having their ball, Miss Thing, and people having balls the same day as they ball. All of these balls on the same day and the same weekend in different states, Miss Thing, is ridiculous, Miss Thing. Who wants to go to New York on Saturday, Miss Thing, and then fly to Detroit on Sunday, bitch? And that's just ridiculous. That's horrible. Baby, that's a
much
mistake. It's just too much, Miss Thing. I think the girls just need to get a life and stop doing that, Miss Thing. It's just ridiculous, honey. And then I hear that Marcos changed the rags, the richest to a daytime ball. Nobody's going even still because it's a daytime ball.
It's not a daytime ball, Kelly. It's not a daytime ball.
I know, that's what I heard. I heard it was changed to a daytime ball.
It's 6 to 12. That's not daytime. That's
nobody's
normal time in Chicago.
Nobody's still not going.
Oof.
Even though the ball in the post don't start until 2 o'clock in the morning, ain't nobody still ain't going.
It's not at the post. It's at where Sebastian had his ball.
Oh, okay.
Still,
well, nobody.
If you bought performance, it's $2,000 and it's free. It's the first category of the night. You could walk for the $2,000, win your coin, and still be in Detroit before the ball even starts. Don't be no fools, people.
Baby, don't be no fool. Don't be no fool, girls. Miss Thing, they ain't give out the $2,000 the last time, girls. Don't be no fool, Miss Thing. They paid that. They paid those little butch queens $250 to start a fight, Miss Thing. Don't be no fool. Give up your money, Miss Thing, when y'all can use that $30, Miss Thing, to pay somebody to ride y'all to Detroit, Miss Thing, or y'all can hit up that child and be selling the tickets on Facebook and add another $20 to that, Miss Thing, and get a ticket. If he really, you know, giving the girls their tickets.
But Kelly, what are they
going
to lose if they leave? If they did go to the ball, what are they going to lose?
Miss Thing, I just think we need to stop patronizing these girls that turns us all the time, Miss Thing. And this is not something that happened once. I can see if it happened once and you get the right, okay, we're gonna give her a chance and we're gonna come back. Miss Thing, this is something that is repetitive that she continuously keeps doing, Miss Thing, and if it's not one of her girlfriends winning, it's one of her kids winning, or the ball is being shut down. I think this is ridiculous, Miss Thing. And y'all girls can go and y'all can sit and read me, all y'all girls in the Midwest that don't like me, Miss Thing. Y'all can go and sit there and y'all can read me in the elite Midwest group, Miss Thing, and I'll still find out about it and I'll read y'all next week Monday. Okay, because I forcefully advertised where I had got the tea from with Persia Ebony. It wasn't from the Midwest Ballroom Group. It was from the elite Midwest Ballroom Group. So y'all can read me in there, and I'll still get the tea out of there, Miss Thing. I keep telling the girls, watch what you say about me in these groups. I got eyes and ears in all groups. Yeah. So, Marcus, what new house is you in, Miss Thing? Because they was talking about this last week on the radio that you were supposed to be in a new house.
I don't know.
They said you were supposed to be in a new house. And welcome, Anthony, ex-Ebony, to the House of Revlon. His official Anthony Revlon page is now circulating on Facebook. So, yeah, Anthony did that woke face. Yeah. Honey. So, Marcus, what house are you joining?
I don't know. I'm just going with the flow.
Will I see you in Grand March the first week in December?
Oh, really, Kelly?
I don't know. I guess we have to wait until December 1st.
Or will I see you in Grand March in 2 weeks? Since Nemo's not no longer father of North Carolina.
I don't know. I live in North Carolina. I don't live in South Carolina, so I don't know how that
works. You know, I know. Baby, you know the
I think you're coming out as overall mother, Miss Rahi Kelly. I don't know why you're playing that.
You think I'm coming out as overall mother, Miss Rahi?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I guess you'll be at the ball when I'll be at the ball then, bitch. Because I haven't spoken with anyone.
That's how y'all do it, right?
What'd you say?
That's how y'all do it, right?
I haven't spoken, and everybody knows the only person that I love and that I have loved and I cherish is my grandmother. I can put this on my grandmother. I haven't spoken with Andre or Jack or anybody of the higher ups in the House of Ms. Rahi in over 2 months.
Well, Jack was at your cookout now.
Yes, Jack was at my cookout, but I'm talking about house business. Yes, Jack was at the cookout, but I'm talking about house business. Nobody has not talked about anything or said anything to me about anything, so I don't know how that's supposed to be working.
Rodney, when were we in Kentucky? When was Louisville? When was Inferno?
Rodney, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
When was the Inferno Ball?
June, the first week of June.
Oh, okay, so yeah, it was about 2 months. Okay. Well, you look
yeah.
the truth.
Yes, Rodney, I haven't
yeah,
spoken
I was there
with
for
anybody.
That conversation, remember?
Yeah, I haven't spoken with anybody about anything. But your guess is as good as mine, honey. First of all, I'm still trying to get Rodney's son. I'm still trying to get Rodney's son to make my motherfucking dress so I can walk. I don't even have a dress right as of this moment. And if I was doing something like that, Marcus, it wouldn't be a last-minute thing, and I don't half-ass anything I do. I always have to make a grand entrance.
Well, you still have 3 weeks.
I'm coming to play with Shea Butter. That's what I'm coming to do. That's what I'm doing that night.
Rodney, they're asking how much are your tables. I didn't want to quote a price. I don't remember.
I sent it to them already. They're $150, and of course, anybody who wants a table can buy one.
Yes, honey.
Well, what you going to have? Are you going to have any goodies and snacks and treats and stuff on it on your table?
Well, if
our table is always has some enough on it for the people.
If she stay off the floor this year, Roddy, maybe she can see what's on the table.
Yes. They say they're allowing the people who actually walk the ball and participate in Naima to actually have some drinks and vittles and stuff up off the table. So, you know, I don't know. You have to ask the House representation.
Well, I will definitely be there, honey. I will definitely be there. I will definitely be purchasing my table like I did last year. Honey, you know, and the girls wanted to read because I purchased a table for me and my 3 members, Miss Singh. But, no, you don't have to have 100 members, Miss Singh, to purchase a table. Fab girls purchase a table. The other girls stand around, Miss Singh. So I will definitely be purchasing my table that night, honey. You know, I'm definitely going to be up in the building, honey. There's definitely going to be a lot of surprises and things of that nature and shit. So, maybe. I don't know, honey. Well, it's about that time. I'm about to get up out of here. Honey, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for London and the Tea Party cast with Jason and Tiffany and J-Rock and Jason and Mark and all of them and Naima will definitely be on the line, honey. Oh, yeah, all the girls will definitely be up on the line, and they're definitely going to give you a show to definitely kiki and everything, and I'll be live back on the air on Monday night to definitely recap the latex ball and the rumble ball and whatever balls is going on this weekend from state to state. So, Marcus, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Goodnight, everyone. Be safe.
Naima, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Goodnight, everybody. See y'all tomorrow.
Rodney, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, everybody. The flyer for Western Maine should be out by this weekend. Be ready and cop one.
Okay. I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Kazua. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into this weekend, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love y'all all for loving me. And tune in tomorrow night for the Tea Party cast. And tune in for the recap show on Monday night with myself, Rodney, Alexis, and our resident co-host, Miss London Bridges, honey. And Gagaween is going to take us away for the night. Good night.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes. History will be made once again. Gagoween.